Hi, this is Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Manny Ramirez last played Major League Baseball 5 years ago, but this week we have two reasons to remember him. Bill Littlefield regards the opportunity as a gift.
I first became aware of at least part of what people meant when they talked about Manny being Manny sometime back when he was playing for the Red Sox. It was some business Manny was doing with a sports memorabilia dealer that caught my attention. Manny was making about $20 million a year playing baseball at the time. I called the dealer and learned that pairs of Manny's used baseball shoes were jumping off the shelf in this guy's store. The guy's words, not mine. He was also offering lots of Manny Ramirez jerseys and various other items Manny had brought home from the ballpark and signed and made available. Lots of players sign stuff and sell it, but Manny had apparently made of the practice a cottage industry. I wondered where Manny had gotten all the uniform jerseys and pants that he'd signed. The dealer said players were allowed to buy a certain number of their jerseys from the team and then sell them for whatever they could get. I don't know what the whatever was in Manny's case. Maybe the IRS does. I do know that the memorabilia dealer cut our conversation short because business was good and he couldn't be wasting time on the telephone. But back to those two current reasons Manny's in the news this week. Reason number one is that he just signed a contract to play in Japan. It can't be for the money, can it? According to BaseballReference.com, over 19 years, Manny Ramirez made $206,827,769 playing baseball in the U.S. Even by being Manny, Manny can't have spent it all, right? And even if he did, there's the bag of cash he got from the dealer each time he hauled more shoes and jerseys out of the clubhouse at Fenway Park. So Japan has to be for the love of the game, or at least the love of hitting, because it always seemed to me that love of hitting a baseball was the essence of Manny being Manny. Reason number two is that Manny's name is on the Hall of Fame ballot. This has provoked some baseball writers to tell us why they aren't voting for him, despite his worthy numbers. Lots of them are concentrating on what they consider one particularly unworthy number, which is the number two, which is how many times Manny was suspended for enhancing his performance by means of substances Major League Baseball had decided were off limits. One of the writers maintained that having been caught twice doing that, Manny is too stupid to deserve a vote. That's a soft toss hanging up there for somebody to whack, isn't it? But we're concerned with baseball here, and Manny Ramirez, who made $206,827,769 over the course of 19 years doing exactly what he was best at, is off to have some fun hitting baseballs in Japan. Doesn't seem stupid to me.
Coming up on this weekend's show, the story of Steve Palermo, whose career as a Major League umpire was cut short after he was shot. Also, how a Brazilian soccer player is trying to help more girls succeed on the pitch, and the lessons a charter sailboat captain learned after running aground on some dangerous rocks. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.